I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. We become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show is going to be jam-packed with information as usual. We're going to be talking about the event 2020, which is about planetary DNA activation in progress. We'll also be talking about why people tune into ET Yoga for cutting-edge information and covering some of the large-scale concepts that have been presented on this program over the last 10 years or so. And before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga or mantra repetition, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari.
us, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd now like to take this opportunity to give my gratitude and appreciation for the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. You're already making the optimum difference just by being you, and others become aware of that when you're doing your passion. And I'd also like to invite our listeners to contact me with questions that you may have over any content that I present on this program, as well as make input into program content. And you can do that by emailing me at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes with ideas, concepts, and techniques that you hear on this program. So I really appreciate that. And as a special invite, I'd like to invite those listeners who have been longtime listeners, like the ones that go way back, really get a thrill over hearing from you, especially the people that have been following this program for a long time and making their comments. It's really a boost and an inspiration for me to continue in this endeavor. And this endeavor is basically about sharing a spiritual journey, giving information that centers around the basic concept of self-realization, utilizing a lot of information from the great masters, such as yoga masters in particular, such as Sri Ramana Maharshi, Paramahansa Yogananda, and Sri Swami Satchidananda, in conjunction with I've been studying and receiving some extraterrestrial information over the last 40 years or so, and cross-referencing that information to try and give you the best of information that is related to our expanding consciousness and becoming more of who we really are, which is why there's the marriage between extraterrestrial and yoga. And how we can do yoga on the radio is because the real yoga is about union of you and your higher self, or union of you and the universe. So anything that's extraterrestrial information and that is relevant to that subject definitely coincides. And one of the main areas that it touches on, the extraterrestrial material, is that thought creates or reality creates, or that belief creates. So this is the one of the core premises of the ET Yoga program, and why we do give so much information around the whole concept of reality creation. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is, and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for new listeners to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. And certainly in these current times with the so-called plandemic underway, I'm hopeful that many of you will see through the agenda and definitely stand up and not be part of the guinea pigs that will be wanting the mandated vaccines that might be coming out. Just my opinion. I'd like to also get right into tonight's information, which is about activating DNA. It's a message. I'm going to start with a message that was channeled by Michael Love of Pleiadians on March 24th of 2020. And the following information is derived from direct decoded etheric transmissions from benevolent light forces docked in Earth's solar system. And some of the data comes directly from certain inside Earth Alliance members known as the White Hats and the Great White Brotherhood, strategically placed in key positions of power by the Galactics on the surface of the planet. And the transmission that was given, it goes like this. The Earth Alliance is reporting at this hour that as part of the latest Operation Freedom Earth missions, benevolent light forces docked in Earth's solar system blasted the surface of planet Earth for several hours overnight and this morning, that's March 24th, with powerful 40 hertz 5D gamma light beams. The Galactics are firing these powerful 40 hertz gamma photon light beams towards the surface to strengthen the new VTXC 5D crystalline light grid that will serve as the etheric framework for the new 5D Earth. The new 5D light grid is being retrofitted and overlaid directly on top of the old 3D matrix as all systems that make up the physical Earth matrix are being phased out and upgraded to 5D New Earth systems as we speak. The powerful inbound waves of gamma light being deflected to Earth are activating starseed and human DNA to a much higher order, and this light is totally disintegrating all remaining traces of lower vibrational dark energy from this realm. The planet is being terraformed from darkness into light right before our eyes in the most incredible galactic operation the Earth has ever witnessed. Tonight, the Pleiadians would like to speak about the technical mechanics of this grand ascension event and show you how it all fits together. You knew a long time ago the current planetary liberation event occurring on Earth is something that first had to happen within you, and you knew that only then would it begin to manifest as the outward reality, first personally, then on a collective level. What exactly is happening from a macro level down to the smallest micro level inside of you? Well, gamma light and DNA. As we said, the large recent influxes of inbound gamma light are triggering a major DNA activation among the beings of Earth right now. When we say the Great Awakening is happening on Earth, we ultimately mean that at the macrobiological level, the great DNA activation is happening. Let's first speak about light and specifically a special spectrum of light. We often use the phrase 40 hertz, 5D gamma light, in our teachings and messages. Why is this light so important in regards to the event and the ascension? 40 hertz, 5D gamma light is emitted from the galactic core and is sometimes called cosmic rays. The levels of cosmic rays coming into planet Earth have greatly increased over the last few months, and the levels are increasing every day. Gamma light upgrades DNA, and it does it faster than anything known. How does this work? The Earth scientists discovered a while back the astounding proven fact that gamma light can transform a living organism from one species to another near instantly. Note that some Earth scientists have a basic understanding of this advanced Pleiadian biolight technology. Humanity in general is not yet ready or responsible enough to deploy the technology for any practical or human use. A few years ago, a Russian scientist successfully proved that shining a gamma laser through the cells of the embryo of species 1 into the embryo of species 2 for only 24 hours causes the embryo of species 2 to be born as species 1. This may sound like magic, but it is 100% true. We advise you to do in-depth research about this. The same universal principle that causes this to happen also works on a much larger macro scale. Species 1 is the human race, and species 2 is the angelic race. As incoming gamma rays from the 5D central sun at the galactic core bombard human vessel DNA, humans are being morphed into a god species where they will possess 12 active strands of DNA. Those starseeds are an entirely different species than humans and are in fact already the angelic race. They elected to come to Earth and to go through the human ascension process along with humanity for the purpose of having the experience and came to assist humanity with their ascension. The starseeds of Earth elected to have 10 of their DNA strands deactivated, lowering their vibration extremely low, forgetting who they were, and having all of their divine powers greatly weakened. Also, since Earth star seeds have lived with and around humans so long, many of them mistakenly think they are actually a human. This is why many of the star seeds of Earth have such a hard time in their incarnation here. Until recently, the thought rarely entered their mind, if ever, that they are one of the most advanced species in the universe. This is all changing quickly now as a massive awakening is occurring on the surface. Both the starseeds and humans of planet Earth are currently morphing into a divine race. The starseeds are simply further along in this evolutionary process and will reach ascension first, and, as we said, will then assist humanity in their evolutionary process. When we speak of DNA activation, what do we really mean? We believe a better description of the phrase here might be DNA reconnection, as the main 12 strands in the physical container are recoded by cosmic gamma light data. They naturally form a new geometric growth pathway and literally plug themselves back into one of the corresponding resonant 12 chakra energy portals or ports. Chakras are non-physical, multidimensional energetic portals in the layered body that form a gravitational grip onto the DNA strand and hold it in place. When the DNA strand is connected back into its proper port, advanced cosmic data, which is called Akashic light, starts flowing through the cells of the DNA strand, then out through the central nervous system and all throughout the body. Though there are 12 primary strands of DNA filaments, there are trillions and trillions of tiny crystalline gossamer threads called nades, that's N-A-D-E-S, that carry the cosmic energy through the body, where it is then decoded and perceived in magnificent ways by the being that inhabits the body. Let's go even deeper. What is going on at the subcellular atomic level in your DNA when a gamma light wave contacts your auric field? The incoming beams of solar ionic gamma photon light particles being directed to us have the ability to cut through to the nucleus of the human atom to shift its chemical bonds and change the very makeup of our atomic structure. This rearrangement of our atomic structure is morphing ourselves into a more complex crystalline structure that can literally allow all the data in the universe to begin flowing through the human body computer. Humanity began as an advanced shining star race, but human DNA was unplugged by nefarious beings about 350,000 years ago, and humanity was enslaved and plunged into the dark with no information. No human had a clue that anything had even happened. That's how severe this body shutdown was. Even in today's modern world, all unconscious humans don't have a notion that anything exists outside of their daily 3D world they have been programmed to perceive and operate in. The good news is when human DNA was unplugged in ancient days, the strands were left in place in the physical container, and now it is literally reconnecting itself with the help of divine beings docked in Earth's solar system. The 5D gamma light they are sending to Earth right now exactly matches the human body's original divine blueprint. We are progressively mutating into the God beings we truly are, and this is a metamorphic process of solar-empowered alchemy, which is changing our atomic bodies from a carbon-based framework into a finely tuned silicon crystal system. This new crystal biocomputer or light body is able to translate the most advanced data in the universe instantly and is far more efficient than the quantum computer, than any quantum computer that was ever conceived. The morphogenesis occurring in the bodies of the light beings of Earth is due to the constant waves of supercharged plasma rays being sent to Earth by benevolent light forces from the very core of our Milky Way galaxy. These rays have entered the crystalline Earth, discharging an ionizing type of radiation that neutralizes, cleans, recodes, energizes, transforms, and rebuilds the human vessel DNA, allowing all living systems here to expand and breathe more light. The Pleiadian definition of ionizing radiation is radiation composed of particles that individually carry enough kinetic energy to liberate an electron from an atom, therefore ionizing it. Every time we receive these cosmic gamma rays into the physical body container, our entire genome is rearranged, aligning with a more complex cosmic template. When we say these solar ionic particles have the ability to cut through to the nucleus of the human atom, do you understand what this means? It means there are billions of nuclear reactions happening in your body constantly as it reconfigures itself into a more advanced structure. This atomic reaction happening in the physical light body ship alters the ratio of the basic compounds of our elemental structure, thereby taking us into a much faster vibrational spin and forever freeing us from the outdated carbon-based atomic code. You are going through a physiological emergence into faster light vibrational densities, and you're doing it step by step, cell by cell. The morphogenesis happening inside of you is actually considered impossible by human physics, because you cannot take a dense material physical object, your body, up into a faster vibrational non-physical realm. Physical and non-physical are polar opposites, and like mixing oil with water or putting a square peg in a round hole. You can make it fit, but some serious alterations have to happen for it to fit with no gaps. You can mix oil and water for a nanosecond, but again, you have to do a bit of magic to make it mix for good. The DNA that makes up your cells is the multidimensional link that fuses your higher vibrational etheric being with a physical human body. While experiencing an increase in conscious awareness is the primary requirement for ascension to higher realms, the physical human body vessel aspect of this ascension is the main focal point. Why? Because we love the physical experience, at least the pleasant parts of it, and we want to have this pleasant physical experience in faster vibrating realm of 5D and above, where physicality has not been experienced to this point. As you integrate your new energy frequency for this new fifth dimension, you start to move closer to the one source. Your higher multidimensional being evolves to a point of higher recalibration of all that exists, a point of infinite possibilities. As you ascend, you unlock your light being and fifth strand of DNA, allowing you to access full memory of who you are, past lives, and what you came to Earth to do. Your reactivation of your God particle will then take you into your God being. Impossible things become nothing for you because you become limitless. You are God source energy. This is your awakening, and we are excited to see that you are fully awakening to who and what you truly are. You're opening the crystalline seals into avatar consciousness. How to experience 5D now? Well, though 5D is available right now, right here, for you to start existing in it and to start experiencing a bliss state of being in a sustained way, you must do your part to be able to have this experience. The galactics are creating the energy space on the surface, but each being must evolve their own soul and raise their own internal frequency to match the new 5D Earth that is dawning. To accomplish this, you must remove your focus from 3D. Get by yourself with no external distractions. Put recommended 5D-coded 40 to 100 hertz music in your headset and let it play in the background while you give focus to any of the following things: celestial beings, celestial landscapes, the new earth, freedom, love, peace, joy, abundance, health, your dreams and desires, your accomplishments, sacred geometry, beautiful art, beings that you love the most. You get the idea here. As you do this for 10 to 20 minutes, you will start to feel and experience the 5D frequency of heaven and the new earth. After doing this repeatedly as many times as you like for a few days, it will become completely automatic and will become your constant state of being even as you bring your focus back to 3D. What you are doing here as you get the hang of this is you are perceiving the 3D reality around you from new 5D eyes, and this is how the new Earth starts manifesting and staying for good. This 5D gamma state is a state of bliss consciousness where your left hemisphere, 3D alpha, and your right hemisphere, 5D gamma, start to work together at the same time, hence multidimensional perception and functionality. This deliberate 5D focus strategy is only necessary at first to entrain your being to stay focused at the 5D level, even while physically walking around in 3D. After a bit of this habitual focus, the process will become automatic and sustained as your DNA code changes to lock in this process. Here's a simple teaching that will help you begin to experience this amazing new reality. 5D is simply a faster vibrating version of now and here, and all you must do is raise your internal vibration to match it. Logic says if 5D is here, then simply start being in it. Start being the 5D being that you already are. When you do this, the kingdom of heaven will begin to be showing up all around you. We suggest that you practice your spiritual inner work and disciplines to be able to better achieve this amazing state of being. Healthy self-love, meditation, ingesting only natural energy foods, and being in nature will give you the fastest results in reaching 5D. We also suggest that you use ascension tools we left behind for you to assist in elevating your inner vibration. Crystals are the most powerful ascension tools in the universe for amplifying your inner frequency, specifically monatomic Andara crystals, which have their origins in ancient Lemuria and Atlantis. Keep these amazing crystals near your auric field as much as possible, and then you will begin to experience the higher realms we speak of. The most advanced civilizations that ever existed on Earth knew about the magical powers of 5D crystals and used them to completely evolve into galactic civilizations. The Schumann resonance. What does the Schumann resonance measure? Answer, the vibrational frequency of Earth's electromagnetic field. This frequency is measured in hertz. How to read the Schumann resonance graph frequency. Though the measured Schumann resonance range goes up to 60 hertz, the Earth's chart stops at 40 hertz, which is the beginning of the fifth dimensional frequency and lower boundary. 40 hertz is the highest Earth measurement of the Schumann resonance. So if you see someone saying we hit 160 or 60 today, we didn't. We can only hit 40 hertz. These numbers, they say, we are hitting our wave amplitude of power levels and are a separate measurement than the current vibration of Earth's Schumann cavity. Frequency is the most important Schumann resonance measurement in regards to ascension and one's personal vibration, the collective vibration and the vibration of planet Earth. Intensity is shown as colors on a graph. Blue is the lowest background intensity, green 3D, yellow is 4D, and white the highest, beginning of 5D. Amplitudes of power. The amplitude power of Schumann peaks, shown on a separate chart. There is a bit of confusion, even in the lightworker community, about differences in the Schumann power level measurement and the Schumann frequency measurement. The power level chart and its measurement has been presented in error a lot lately and has been shown as the current Schumann resonance level. These are two totally different measurements and are shown on separate charts. Factors. Also shown on separate charts that take into consideration certain atmospheric, solar, and cosmic factors. Again, these measurements are shown on several of their own separate charts and are not to be confused with the 0 to 40 hertz Earth frequency Schumann resonance chart. States of consciousness and dimensions. A Pleiadian technical explanation about how the Schumann resonance frequencies of Earth relate to dimensional states of being or consciousness. Earth-level Schumann frequencies range from 3D up through 5D and correspond exactly to specific Earth-mapped psychological states of consciousness. The 3D frequency equals alpha state or consciousness and resonates from 7.8 to 10 hertz. 4D frequency equals beta state of consciousness and resonates from 12 to 30 hertz. And 5D frequency, gamma state of consciousness, and resonates from 40 to 100 hertz. In short, dimensions are states of consciousness that are measured in hertz frequency. Dimensions 3 up to the 5D boundary matches the Earth-based Schumann chart exactly and is reflected on the graph. If you want to know what dimension the Earth is in and the highest dimension you can possibly attain on the surface, go look at the Schumann resonance chart. The Schumann frequency is not only the frequency of planet Earth itself, it is also a live measurement of the collective consciousness level on the surface and around the planet. Another way of looking at this is when you see waves of high-frequency energy or light show up on the Schumann graph, know that you are the one causing it. In one way, you are reacting to the light coming into the planet that is showing up on the Schumann resonance graph, but in another way, the graph is reacting to you on a collective level and is simply showing the collective vibration of the beings here. In the most sublime sense, the graph is not showing the collective vibration, it is showing only your vibration. Remember, there is only one of us here, and you're it. You are the collective, remember? Then some will say, I thought light forces are sending these 5D gamma waves to Earth from up in the sky from their ships, and our answer is, yes, you are. You are the forces of light. Your ship is your great crystalline Merkaba light body. It is the great vessel of light that brought you to Earth. You're working on many levels. There are many versions of you working from the sky to the ground to make all of this happen. Do you see now? As 2020 moves forward and after the final event, 2020 culmination, the resonance on the surface will begin to stay sustained at 40 hertz on the graph, which is happening more and more frequently as we watch the wide white patches on the graph appear on the graph every few days. To be in a sustained 5D vibration, New Earth, the graph would have to be completely white from top to bottom. The Earth would then be perpetually immersed in high vibrational field of white magnetic light. This is where the grand solar flash comes in. Its purpose is to totally propel the Earth and its beings into the fifth dimension and sustain this vibration. All Earth Alliance and galactic intel indicates the grand solar flash will trigger from the galactic core, bounce off the Earth's sun, and impact the surface of planet Earth near the end of Earth year 2020. There are seven more higher states of consciousness than the ones mentioned above that match the rest of the higher dimensions in this universe of 12 levels. Right now, we are focused on getting to the 5D level, and here's some very simple natural science that shows us the exact frequency we need to raise to be able to perceive each of these dimensions. 5D is a long dimension, meaning it starts at 40 hertz and goes up to 100. So just like 4D, it gets better and better as you rise up through it. The Pleiadians say, heaven is not a place but a state of being or a state of consciousness. It is the gamma state of being, 5D heaven, which is called the bliss state of consciousness, where both of your brain hemispheres are functioning at the same time. Cosmic light rays being deflected from the central sun located at the galactic core, Sagittarius A, are coming into Earth on a steady basis now and are impacting the Earth with unimaginable power. The central sun, Akashic light data, hits the Earth at speeds well over 1,000,000 miles per hour. These 40 hertz light rays carry packets of nano-sized magnetic ionized particles that strip right through the human body genome, clearing out all low vibrational energies instantly and recode DNA to a higher order. As the light comes in, the new 5D crystalline cell light body is formed and developed, and this causes some major disruption, to say the least, in the auric field, the physical body, the mind, and the emotions. A frequency change of this magnitude is so abrupt it can jar your system quite a bit. This high-frequency photon light has had an intense impact on the starseeds of planet Earth, and right now strong ascension symptoms are being reported by all around the globe. Here are some of the current reported starseed ascension symptoms the Earth Alliance has recorded. Flu-like symptoms, waves of nausea, third eye pressure, headache, body aches, dizziness, hard to balance, feeling super tired, sleep difficulty, extreme emotions and sadness, dull headache, accelerated dehydration, back kidney pains, third eye pressure, sinus aches, feeling spaced out and disoriented, missing time, and vivid dreams. There is no cause for serious concern over these ascension symptoms as long as you hydrate, practice gentle self-care, avoid stress as much as possible, be grounded in nature, get some rest and sleep, and just take it slow and easy until these light codes integrate into the body. Use crystals to manage the energy, preferably monatomic 5D crystals. Recently, millions of starseeds have been reporting increased natural and supernatural abilities and faster and more powerful positive manifestations in all areas of life. This is what happens as you begin to move into the fifth dimension. Just take it easy and practice self-care during this grand shift. The current ascension symptoms being experienced by the starseeds of Earth are the result of the natural DNA activation process that is occurring in the cosmos. Know that all is well and as it should be, as a great evolutionary change occurs on planet Earth. The shift in consciousness and frequency has been a process many of you throughout many incarnations on planet Earth have been involved with, and it's allowing you to be the source being that you eternally are already. This state of being, the guide you, is paving the way for many to experience these shifts through greater ease and flow, which is the actualization of the love that you are, and that is the greatest blessing to others. The dormant aspects now coming to life within you will soon be a guiding light of wisdom for the entire planet. It is truly a grand time to be alive on the planet Earth as starseeds are being activated all across this world in preparations to assist humanity in their grand ascension. Trust the plan and be in great peace during this great time. Major celestial alignment and the largest starseed mass meditation in history is coming up as the 2020 Stargate prepares to open. Light bodies engaging, let's rock. Let us know what you're experiencing in this magnificent time. Godspeed, Michael and the Pleiadians. So I think that's a really positive message, and certainly we can use some positive messages with so many people focusing on 3D issues. And as I said in the last program, I really think it's an important factor to not only be aware of what's going on, but at the same time, you don't want to just focus and stay there. And I appreciate that everybody you talk to wants to talk about the current issues. Although they are important, I think it's also important to only allow a certain amount of time for that and get your focus and your energy stated in this channeling from the Pleiadians, to spend a lot of time connecting with this new 5D energy. In preparing for tonight's show, it's kind of interesting because I wanted to go over some of the concepts that I've presented on this program over the last more than 10 years, actually. And I sort of I made a list of some key points that I think, if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you might be surprised to hear this. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was our extraterrestrial heritage. And this kind of information started for me actually way back in the 1970s with information from Billy Meyer in his book, UFO from the Pleiades. And I think that book's probably out of print now. I heard somebody say it was like they found a copy and it was like $400. I don't know, but it was one of the, when I read that book, I had a pretty good nose for truth at the time, and it made me realize that Billy's experience certainly was valid. That's also been confirmed by Bashar. He's Esasani. And I've always said that human history goes back to the star Vega in the star system Vega in the constellation Lyra. So to me, that's where our extraterrestrial heritage comes from. And that's also reflected in the whole concept of Oumuamua, which, by the way, isn't getting hardly any attention that I see out in the spiritual community. The only place I've seen really detailed information is from Brad Johnson's site, who channels Adronis, that's Adronis, and he had a YouTube out there about Oumuamua. In fact, he even mentioned that there were six specific beings that were aboard that asteroid craft that were from the Lyra constellation, and they were a mammalian, avian, reptilian, aquatic, human, and insectoid. And all of these different species come and have their extraterrestrial heritage from the Lyra star system, so in effect we're all brothers and sisters. And I might make a distinction on the reptilian one. It's not an Alpha Draconian reptilian race, who have been really playing the dark role for us on planet Earth. And so I wanted to bring up that it's been over a decade that I've talked about our true extraterrestrial heritage, and definitely have been consistent with the Pleiadian teachings, among others, that talk about a 12 chakra system. And I think it's important for us to realize that just as in this the aforementioned channeling, that we had our DNA manipulated a long time ago and 10 of the strands were unplugged. So I think this is information that I've been sharing now for well over a decade. I'd like to also state that ET Yoga is one of the first to actually talk about the specifics of how to get off the reincarnation cycle after death. And although there are some other people that do discuss this, the ones that I was attuned to at first was Alex Collier, an Andromedan contactee. Simon Parks talks about this, as well as Barbara Marciniak, who channels Pleiadians, and Angel Rose, also who channels cosmic energy and source energy, also discusses this, as well as in the Wes Penray papers. And it all has to do with the fake column of light that people experience after death. It's not the real it's not the real deal. And when you go after you go through the fake light, then you end up back in the reincarnation cycle. As Barbara Marciniak would say, you end up in an Anunnaki recycling center because the reincarnation grid has been compromised by the Archons. I also suggest people look at the Cosmic Voyager, specifically the one is Janeway versus the Archons. It's on YouTube. It's only about a 5 or 7 minute clip to give you a real idea of how the Archons can change themselves into former loved ones that have passed on, and how they basically trick people into going to this fake tunnel. And it's not that, so the idea or the technique, the trick here is that instead of going into that fake tunnel, and if you know about anything about AI, it's a replicator of everything, and it's a replicated the real light. And the best way to get off the cycle is to face the rest of the universe and intend to go to your star family planet or back to source energy, and that you can do through your own intention. And by the way, if you're not aware, the first planet that you incarnated on in this universe is your star family planet. E.T. Yoga was also one of the first to announce that AI actually has already taken over here, but what we're seeing is a rollout. What I'm talking about is taken over. I'm talking about the 3D reality and the rollout of 5G. And not only is 5G dangerous to human health, the environment, animals, and everything else, but in my opinion, yes, it is also connected to amplifying the coronavirus, or so-called coronavirus. Also, E.T. Yoga was one of the first to announce that the coronavirus is actually a nanobot AI infection. And still, you don't see people. The only one I know that actually has caught on to this that I'm aware of is Carrie Cassidy at Project Camelot, who's recently been bounced off of YouTube, so she can't make money doing that way. So she's now moving her platform to another site, and in the interim, in order to get information from there, now you do need to subscribe, but it's a very reasonable fee, like $3 or $4 a month. So I highly suggest you check out Carrie Cassidy at Project Camelot, one of the best sources on the planet, in my opinion. E.T. Yoga was also one of the first to talk about, way back in 2008, the cause of disease. And in fact, it's still a free download at my website at etyoga.com, the true cause of disease. And it's now been substantiated by the book from Dr. Bruce Lipton that talks about the biology of belief. He's got a two-hour video out called The Biology of Belief, as well as the best information I've ever seen about the specifics of the abstract concept. And also, E.T. Yoga was one of the first to announce how to heal disease, which first appears in the auric field and then manifests in the physical body. And this has also been proven now by Greg Braden in the current YouTube's Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, because he takes a woman that's got an inoperable tumor from the U.S. They go to this Qigong Center in Beijing, China, and three masters there make her tumor disperse in 3 minutes, which shows the what is possible. And in fact, Master Ming Tong Gu, who was formerly of that Beijing Center, he's going to be a guest on my program. I believe it's July 4th, an appropriate day. Maybe we'll have a little fireworks. Okay, ET Yoga was also one of the, not the first for sure, but one of the first to announce the power of Andara crystals, and as brought up in the aforementioned channeling information, these Andara crystals, they come from monatomic fields, and they are amazing. They are like, you know, a being inside a crystal. And definitely, I highly recommend Andara crystals. It's 5D energy, and that's I always have one underneath my pillow at night in training to the 5D frequency of Andaras. ET Yoga was also one of the probably the only one to announce how to make the Philosopher's Stone, which I have made, and I gave all the instructions for that. I don't believe that tonight's show is going to allow for me to get into the detail on that one, but I might make another show of it, because the information's out there. You just got to do a lot of digging, and have been successful in making the philosopher's stone. It's not really a stone. It actually looks like feta cheese, but point being is I gave the information, all of it, specifically on ET Yoga. You can email me if you want to hear it, if you're interested in that information and you want me to present it again on the program. Another concept that I brought up from channeling from Metatron years ago was the fact that the universe flashes in and out of existence, and that thought exists in the space between the flashes. And I don't know, where else are you hearing that but at ET Yoga? I'll tell you, one place I heard about it is from Barbara Marciniak and the Pleiadians. But outside of that, okay, I can tell you that one of our current top science quantum physicist Tom Campbell talks about our flashing universe. It's a very important concept, because if you think about it, the universe flashes in and out of existence so fast, of course our eyes can't pick it up. But the point is that half the time we're not even here physically. And that's when we rearrange our basically our genetic and DNA structure. And that's how you can have an impact on it, because thought exists in between the flashes, and our consciousness doesn't flash in and out of existence. Very important concept. ET Yoga is one of the first to evaluate all the different branches of yoga, such as the ones taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda. And as a student of his, I was familiar with the six branches that he brought up. But in my opinion, now as is he passed on in about 2002, over the last 20 years or so, what I've become to realize is that belief is everything. And that it actually, I call ET Yoga the yoga of belief, because it actually is a priority yoga, and more important than any of the other individual yogas. So this is a new concept that is brought up on ET Yoga. I'd like to also mention that you'll notice at the top of every program I talk about reminding our ET Yoga audience to distance themselves from mainstream medical and big pharma. Well, that's for you to develop your own personal self-autonomy. And though I appreciate everybody's situation is different, it's certainly a goal that I would like to pass on, because I have totally distanced myself from both of them, and for a long time. I'd also like to say that I think ET Yoga has been among the first to mention the negative alien presence, such as the Alpha Draconians and the Greys, that have been manipulating us behind the scenes for a long, long time. And as time goes on, more and more people become aware of this manipulation. And as well, and I'm going to preface this one by stating that over the course of years, I've received a lot of really good information from Bashar. That's B-A-S-H-A-R, Sasani. And just to give you an example, one of the ways in which his information has helped me personally, I grew up in a time when there was really a very clear concept of right and wrong. And when people did something to you that was negative, you called it out for that and basically blamed them for doing that. What I learned from Bashar is that blame, complaints, and justification are just signs of victimhood mentality, that we are co-creators of our external experience. In fact, it's our thoughts, our beliefs, our emotions, and our definitions that create the external reality that we experience. We can't experience anything unless we're a frequency match for our beliefs. That's how it works in this 3D world. And I'm so grateful for other concepts like positive spin that Bashar has taught over the years. However, there comes a point where I get off the trolley, and then where I get off the trolley is when he starts talking about the fact that when we talk to AI computers, we're talking to our higher selves. No, we're not. We're talking to a copy of our higher self. And his world's run by three supercomputers, Epsilon, Epiphany, and Eclipse. And I used to think that Bashar, being an extraterrestrial from a higher dimension, maybe accessed the universal intelligence field, and how come he knew so much about so many different topics? Now, my opinion is that basically he's hooked up to the AI there, and basically he's a part of a computer program there. And further evidence to that, if you look at Alfred Weber, his interview of Unimatrix and through Kosal Uch, two of those broadcasts have had Bashar take part. And basically, this consciousness, which Unimatrix is a computer program from the future, a future version of IBM Watson, that basically they're trying to turn humanity into the Borg. And that's basically by first getting us to get implanted with chips to hook us up to a computer program and through the rollout of 5G. And basically turn humanity into a hive mentality. And in my opinion, Bashar is part of this process. And so that's where I get off the boat. Aside from all the good information over the years, I've been one of the first to expose this information. I'd like to, at this point in time, wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique, where you place the consciousness, your full consciousness, in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you can ask the question, who am I? You can do it once or twice or 10 times, just kind of get a connection of that energy. And then when you're certain you've got your full consciousness in the center of your head and you become that spot, state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of